Hi there. Before you start today's ride, I wanted to let you know that this is a preview of the full lesson, so you'll get about 10 minutes of this lesson. If you'd like to take the full lesson or any other full lesson within Ride IQ, you can start your 2-week completely free trial by signing up at ride-iq.com. And because you're listening here, we have a deal for you. If you use the code PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com, you'll get 20% off your first membership payment. Again, that code is PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com. Now, on to your lesson. Welcome to Ride IQ. In today's sports psychology session, Natalie Hummel discusses changing the way people show up to their goals and the common patterns used to pursue goals. During the session, Natalie will guide you through a visualization exercise to help you define your goals and approach them in a way that sets you up for success. Enjoy.
You're going to define a goal to help ground the tools that you'll learn throughout this series. A goal is a good way to develop a map or game plan so you can direct your behaviors, get the feedback, and see what actually helps in moving the needle towards your desired outcome. Sometimes we experience avoidance and resistance when setting a goal. This is because we fear failure, or we think that we'll have to grind and sacrifice to achieve our goals. This podcast is going to help reprogram the way that you show up to your goals. You'll learn not to take setbacks and failures personally, and how to receive the feedback. This will help you progress quicker and with less frustration. I want to help you build awareness around your current pattern with goals, so you can identify and change your relationship with them. There are so many different ways to go after achieving your goals. And some of the common patterns that I see are the person sets a goal, goes full force, gets derailed, and then doesn't achieve it. Another pattern, the person is a slave to the goal, believing the goal will give them happiness or fulfillment once they achieve it. And when they do achieve it, they only move the mark higher. They're never satisfied. Or the person has an upper limit on what they can achieve and settles for good instead of greatness, even though they really desire mastery. Another pattern, the person avoids goals altogether so they don't feel frustrated or like a failure. Before doing this work, I was the person who settled for good, not great, even though I really desired greatness. This settling was subtle. From the outside, it looked like I was working my hardest, because I was, but I was mentally blocked from greatness, which affected everything from what I was able to learn in a lesson to the coaches that I chose to support me. I want you to take a moment now and think about your relationship with goals. Do any of these patterns sound familiar? Which one do you follow in your equestrian life? To help upgrade your current relationship with goals, I want to introduce to you my 1 to 10 framework. You'll use this framework throughout the podcast series. It will help you separate yourself from your current performance. You won't take failures personally. You'll maintain a stable self-worth while going after your goals and be comfortable embracing your greatness. The 1 to 10 framework is like a pendulum, constantly swinging back and forth. When you're in the lower numbers, you're stuck in your fears, limitations, and blocks, and your behaviors match this. As you swing higher, you start to claim and embrace your greatness, and your behaviors reflect this. We're all inherently a 10. When we swing on the pendulum and associate our performance or other external factors with our worth, our behaviors become reactive and inhibitive. When you're at a 1 or 2 on the framework, you feel like you're a failure. You feel hopeless and stuck. You connect your self-worth to your performance. When you're at a 9, you're fully embracing and living from your greatness. And when you're at a 10, you're not taking anything personally. You're deeply okay no matter how you're performing. You're accepting and embracing it all, even the lower numbers on the framework. Being a 10 is accepting the wholeness of our full human experience. There will be moments that we succeed, and we can accept that. And there will be moments that we fail, and we can accept that too. We can accept it all, knowing that it's all just a part of the whole. As a 10, you maintain a stable self-worth, no matter what part of the whole you're experiencing. Even when you make a mistake and have a setback, you keep the belief that you're capable of top performance. The 1 to 9 on the framework will always be conditional. It's based on how well you're doing at a particular moment, whether you're having a good or bad performance day. This is why it isn't good to identify with any one of these numbers. You need to connect to something more stable to maintain a healthy self-worth. When you're connected to something more stable, it sounds like, I made a mistake, but I believe I can learn and grow. Instead of, I made a mistake, there's more proof that I'm not good enough. Being a 10 allows you to feel failure, not identify as a failure. I know this sounds counterintuitive. Most of us think in order to be great, we have to be perfect and perform and feel perfect all the time. The process is paradoxical, but in order to succeed, you have to be willing to fail and let your pendulum swing. Most people never achieve their full greatness because they fear both failure and achieving full success. So their pendulum swing is less dynamic. It gets stuck, only swinging between 4, 6, or 4 to 7. And because there's no room for error, there's no room for success. As you learn that it's okay to fail, you'll swing with more momentum the other way, and you'll feel safe enough to succeed. This is how your greatness expands. The work is to allow the pendulum to swing further each way. And it's so important to separate the swing from the truth of who you are, the most stable part of you, your 10. Let's dive in. It's time to set and visualize your goals. So from your 10, fully owning and embracing all that you're capable of achieving, what goal do you want to set? Without fear, without limitation, without your blocks, what is your ultimate goal? I know, it may feel scary to write it or say it out loud, but trust the process and create your vision. This is your North Star. It gives you direction. Your goal could be moving up a level, competing in team sports, or mastering the basics of horsemanship. It shouldn't be time-bound. Lean into whatever is authentically on your heart. Write it or say it out loud now. What number on the framework are you currently identifying with? One would be feeling really hopeless, helpless, feeling like you could never accomplish your goal. And a 9 is like, yeah, I can do this. I'm full of talent and ready to achieve whatever I set. So what number are you currently on? And from this number, what are your fears around this goal? What are your thoughts? What are your behaviors? What do you do and what do you not do? I'll give you a moment to think about it now. Okay, now we're going to do a small visualization exercise. This will take around 3 minutes. So wherever you are, I want to start by taking a few deep breaths. Inhaling, holding at the top, and exhaling. And again, 2 more times. Deep breath in, holding at the top, and deep breath out. Deepest breath in, hold. And now long and slow, let it out. Now I want you to envision your goal happening. Watch as your 10, the most stable part of you, achieves this goal. See it now. Notice how your 10 shows up. How does your 10 move? What do they look like? Feel into it now. What does it feel like to achieve your ultimate goal? Now imagine interviewing your 10. That just achieved your goal. From your current self to your 10, ask these questions. How does it feel to have accomplished this goal? And hear what your 10 would say. Now ask your 10, What roadblocks did you overcome to get there? And how were you able to not take them personally? How did you embrace your fears? What advice do you have to help me reach this goal? And finally, ask your 10, what's your why? The reason for working towards this goal. Okay, take a moment to jot down anything that feels important, any insights that you had during this exercise. The biggest takeaway that I want you to notice is how your 10 approached this goal differently than the number you're currently at.
That's all for today's lesson, but if you would like to take the rest of this lesson or any other Ride IQ audio lesson, remember you can sign up for your 2-week free trial at ride-iq.com and use code PREVIEW20 to get 20% off your first payment as a thank you for listening to this show. We hope you'll give it a go, and until then, we're wishing you great rides and happy horses.